Not since Cheryl Kerner left the Democrats for federal Labor in 1997 has there been such a shocking political defection. Yesterday, former South Australian Liberal leader Martin Hamilton Smith quit the opposition for a seat at Labor's cabinet table after 17 years in the party. It's been described as an act of treachery. Martin Hamilton Smith is now South Australian Minister for Trade and Investment. Welcome to AM.
Good morning, Chris.
Martin Hamilton Smith, why shouldn't people believe that your decision to quit the Liberal Party is driven by self-interest?
Well, look, you've got to put your constituents and the people of South Australia first, Chris, and we haven't had a Liberal Conservative voice in government now for 12 years. It'll be actually 16. We've lost elections in 2002, 2006, 2010, 2014. And my concern, and it's local, I have no concern with the coalition or the broader Liberal Party, it is a local thing, but if we keep going on this pathway, it'll be another 16 years before there's a Liberal Conservative voice in government. So I've got a novel approach, Chris. I'm an independent Liberal voice in the Wetherill government. I'm going to put my shoulder to the wheel and try and improve that government. Rather than throw sticks and point the finger, I'm going to try and help and make the government a better one.
Well, why have an opposition at all? Sounds like you just got sick of losing.
Well, look, Chris, this government won the last election with the help of the independent member for Frome. They have a majority of 24, but it is a minority government. We've got problems down here. The collapse of the automotive industry, the Olympic Dam failure, there are real issues. We need strong, good government.
Problems which you blamed on the Labor Party, by the way, when you were opposition leader.
Well, we can't afford 4 years of a hung parliament and a minority government that is indecisive and unable to act. Now, look, I'm looking at kids in my electorate at schools who say to me, Mr. Hamilton Smith, will there be a job there for me when I leave school? I've got small businesses coming into my office under the burden of tax and red tape. They need their concerns addressed. And I, as a Liberal Conservative independent, I'm going to take up those issues and try and bring about change.
You can do all those things from opposition. You don't have to sit on the government benches. Why shouldn't people just believe that this is an act of utter self-interest and that after a long political career now you want to sit on the government benches?
I've never been more convinced that what I'm doing is right for the people of South Australia. I think it has been too long since there's been a Liberal Conservative.
How can they trust you in future?
Well, look, Chris, you know, it's interesting the language that's emerged in regard to this. I think the real issue here is rather than this fight between Labor and Liberal, rather than the major parties involved in ego-type spats with one another and it all being about the contest between Labor and Liberal, I've got a novel idea. Why don't we actually start thinking about the people first and what we can do to cooperate and constructively help them? And that's what I've decided to do.
What about the novel idea of sticking to your guns, of sticking to your values? Trust is a value. Loyalty is a value. Perseverance is a value. How do you measure up against any of those?
Well, Chris, you know, what's important is to get sound and effective government leadership for the people of South Australia. We've got some
leadership, which you've been saying for 17 years Labor couldn't provide.
Well, actually, I haven't always said that, Chris.
Not today.
In regard to some of the policy platform that Labor put out, there was little disagreement between the parties at the last election. There's a lot of agreement. And I just think it is a time now to cooperate, put your shoulder to the wheel and actually try and get things done rather than to throw sticks and point the finger and just go on for another 4 to 8 years criticising from the side.
Briefly, finally, you sent your leader a text message telling him you were quitting the party. Why didn't you tell him to his face?
That's not correct, Chris. I rang him. We had quite a lengthy conversation and I went through the reasons at length. It wasn't a text message at all. I did send one, followed it up rapidly with a call, and we had quite a decent conversation. So that's information, Chris.
Martin Hamilton Smith, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Good to talk to you.
And that is the now Minister for Trade and Investment in South Australia.